So Delta Airlines had a rough couple of days with huge delays into the weekend, but a story blowing up on social media today has taken the heat off Delta. It involves the company's chief rival, United. If you haven't seen the videos, here's what's happened. United had an oversold flight in Chicago and needed some open seats to put their employees in. They needed to move them. They asked for volunteers to leave the plane. No one volunteered, so United chose several passengers at random and asked them to leave the plane.
Can't the pilots drive tomorrow?
One of them refused. Refused! And he was dragged off the plane by police.
No, this is wrong! Oh my God! Look at what you did!
No, they really dragged him. You can see the video on my Facebook page, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio. Well, we're joined now by Drew Steele. You've seen the video, I presume.
Oh, it is. It's awful. It's just, you can't even believe what you're watching.
Now, that's the typical reaction. Let's see what someone else has to say. Travel expert Doug Wren is with us live now on the KSL Newsline. Doug, how damaging is this for United Airlines?
Oh, it's huge. As you mentioned, it took all the heat off of Delta and put it squarely on United. Just unacceptable, and there's going to be there's a lot of outrage, obviously, about it.
Now, is there wrong to go around? Because when you see officers show up and they're taking you away, laying down in the aisle maybe isn't the best move, or maybe it is. I don't know. Drew?
Well, the one thing I look at is you have to see the situation and say, okay, is there something more? And is there something more that the airlines can do? And the one thing I think is fascinating is the concept of overbooking. This is part of the bottom line for airlines. This is how they make money. And so when you get into it and you see what exactly it takes when it comes to overbooking and how they all do it, you realize this is a big money-making scheme that is not going to go away for any airlines.
Well, let's see if the numbers bear that out. Doug Wren, you're a travel expert, so what about it? Are they making money hand over fist by overbooking, and maybe they have to ease back?
Yeah, it works. The problem is in this situation that they allow too many people to board. They usually cut it off at the gate, and they're not allowing that many people to board, and they're controlling it. They obviously let it get out of hand.
Well, one thing that changes nowadays is it immediately ends up on social media and everybody shares in the drama. Does that change the economics or the way they consider these situations at the airline level, Doug?
I think what they're going to do is hopefully better training. It could have been completely avoided as far as maybe not the overbooking, but at least the situation of not letting people on the plane while it was, asking people to unboard is unacceptable.
Okay, Drew, you're flying to see family. You're on the plane with your son, your wife. What do you do when they come up to you?
When they say, hey, you want to get off the flight, we see what they offer, and maybe I can get together with some other passengers and kind of bid it up a little bit. You know, 800 isn't enough, Jeff. It's going to have to be more than that. And some will do that, right? They'll bid it up.
But in this case, I believe no one would.
Right.
So it came down to somebody has to leave, and if they're standing over you, what do you do?
Oh, for me personally, I would say no. But if there certainly was a good, logical explanation why I needed to help out and get off the flight, I'd be accommodating.
Doug, this is the point in the conversation where there was no more conversation. It was you get up, leave. And it didn't work out well.
You don't have a choice. I mean, it's a contract of carriage. You really have no rights unless you're business class or a super frequent flyer member. If you've got a low fare ticket, you need to, I would be one of the first to volunteer saying, what can you get me? You know, you're not going to get a lot if they ask you, but you're in a much better situation if you do it first.
So United is in damage control mode. Doug, what are they going to do the very next time this situation comes up, say today?
Well, I think they've obviously already sent emails out to all their management. They're going to handle it differently. And I think it all has to do with the boarding on their part. But as far as this situation with the passengers, you can bet everybody that was on the plane is probably getting an email with miles and pre-flight